Welcome to the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. It's the Tyler Glenn Show.
Coming up on the show today, the Blue Jays win, and they're off to the World Series. First time since 1993. Remembering the year. What was going on in 93? Remember where you were? Were you even born in 93? Of course, the party continues in Toronto and across the country. The bandwagon is big, and from coast to coast to all coasts, yes, Canadians have jumped on board the Blue Jays bandwagon. Now, if you're headed south or know some snowbirds who are going to be doing some traveling this winter, or essentially moving for a few months, maybe to Arizona, maybe to Florida, maybe to Texas, giving you a heads up, they're going to fingerprint you at the border now. Take your picture, and you're going to have to come prepared with $30 if you're traveling by yourself, $60 if you're a couple. Let's go Blue Jays. Oh my God. It's so awesome to have something to celebrate in Canada. I can't begin to tell you how great this feels. As it has been 15 years, well, probably longer, since Canada together has cheered as one. Hooray. And yeah, it's sports. It doesn't really mean lots, but oh my God, what a welcome distraction from the shit show of the world. Hey, isn't this great? I love it. It's awesome, and I'm not even a big baseball fan. Woo! Let's go, Blue Jays! I almost went to bed. I thought they were going to lose it. Vladimir Guerrero Jr.? Oh, I got that out okay. I didn't realize his dad played for the Montreal Expos. How cool is that? Played for the Montreal Expos. In fact, there are a lot of pictures wandering around on the internet of him as just a little guy in Montreal with his dad. Taken in Montreal in 2002. Now, if that doesn't make you feel old, I don't know what will. 2002? I got underwear older than 2002. Are you kidding me? Cool storyline. Dad played in Canada Major League Ball, and son does too. Jays signed him at 16, said he's going to be a star, and man, he is a star. He's the guy who showed up in the Toronto Maple Leafs hockey jersey yesterday. Also, check out Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express. Listen, time is running out. You got 2 weeks left to get your free gas card. Your Shell gas fuel card is waiting for you. All you need to do is say, hey, can you give me, can I get a multi-point inspection, please? Maybe you're getting your winter tires put on. Maybe that muffler that's been bothering you, getting that fixed. Oh, you know, while I'm here, can I get a multi-point inspection? Boom, $20 Shell gas gift card. Now, this offer is only good until the end of the month at Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express at 1500 Richmond Avenue. At the Elkhorn Resort, Clarkson Nordic Spa, all kinds of great stuff going on up at Riding Mountain National Park, Clear Lake. Clarkson Social Thirst Day, where they allow the canned drinks, 18+, music on the patio, and all kinds of fun at the Clarkson Spa. That's Thursdays for the rest of the month. But they've got this coming Sunday, they have got a pumpkin carving and trick-or-treating event that goes from 1 until 4 at the Elkhorn. And then, of course, the big one on Halloween, which is on a Friday this year. They have got a big party happening at the Elkhorn. The Ghosts and Ghouls Gala Halloween party. That goes from 7 until 11 with prizes, music, games, fun. That's on Halloween night, 7 till 11 at the Elkhorn Resort. And, of course, Clarkson Nordic Spa, now with their famous Clarkson Social Thirst Days. And you've always got time for Tim Hortons with 10 area locations to serve you. It's not just the most amazing coffee and donuts on planet Earth. Of course, they've got great food, too, like the new Craveable Wraps. Grab two for just $7 from 11 till 5. Get them in ranch. Get them in Chipotle. Get them while they're hot and get them for a limited time. And of course, the $8.99 dinner deals, 5 till 11. Tim's of Western Manitoba. You've always got time for Tim's in Brandon, Verdon, Neepawa, Dauphin, and Mooseman. George steps up to the plate.
Exactly the part of the lineup you want up in a situation like this. And a swing and a
fly. Runners on second and first.
Back goes a Rosarena. She's gone!
Sorry, second and third. So that's a three-run homer. I cannot imagine being in that crowd. That would be worth the price of admission right there. Almost 70,000 people going berserk.
George Springer puts the Blue Jays on top with a huge three-run homer.
I love the jacket that they've got. Yeah, it's time. Yeah, everyone should have that. If you're a realtor, they should have a special jacket like that.
Coming up with
sold a house. You got
there's one right there.
That was really the part of the game that kind of put them over the top. I was so emotional last night. First time I watched baseball, and I'm crying. We have not had a lot to cheer about. And we're not alone. The whole world is going through garbage right now. Canada is in, we're in really tough. To have something finally that we can cheer about, something that we can say as a country that we can just forget all the BS, put that aside. And that's what sports is good for. You know, you can say what you want about sports, but A, it's a great distraction from the world. And B, it can bring communities together. I know when the Wheat Kings were on their playoff run, the whole town I'm in, that's our local hockey team. When they're on a playoff run and it looks like they're going to go deep into the playoffs, everybody's in a good mood. Everyone's got a pep in their step, a jump in their step. And it is psychology because most of those players are not even from Canada. It doesn't really matter. They represent the pride of a city, a region, a country, and it puts a jump in your step, a pump in your chest, makes you feel proud, gives you a little bit of hope and inspiration, even for a few minutes that you can forget the crap going on in the world.
And I'm trying to get Vladimir Guerrero Jr. here as Carlos Fables congratulates him. Vladimir Guerrero Jr., you are going to the World Series.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
He's just completely overwhelmed. 70,000 people cheering you on. Grown men crying, too. I love it. Tears and lots of I love yous. I love you, too, man. I love you lots of...
Vladdy, you have tears in your eyes, Vladdy. You said you were born ready, Vladdy. Tell me what the emotions are, Vladdy.
And the tears just flow.
You've worked so hard for this. You were 16 years old when you signed with this organization. And now you are going to the World Series, Vladdy. If you can just give us a few words, how are you feeling right now?
Amen. We do this for the city, man. We do this for y'all. We do this for y'all. Four more, baby. Four more.
Four more. I'm going to let you celebrate with your teammates. This has been such a special season, Vladdy. At what part in this game did you think we're going to come back like we did so many times during the regular season and get this done?
I mean, we believe in each other. We believe in this team. The first day of team training, we believe it all. And thank you, fans, for bringing the energy. We need the energy for you guys. Thank you.
We need your energy.
Yet, Vladdy. Enjoy. We'll see you.
Oh, I bet there was so much energy. Insane.
Fall Classic.
Born ready, baby.
See how overcome with emotion he is. Sometimes Vladdy is the most joyful person around, and I'm sure on the inside he is, but Buck, he's kind of overwhelmed right now.
Vladdy standing during the Canadian National Anthem in Montreal at the Expos game as he's standing there with his dad. Oh, Zumba Bernice is crying again. Jeff says, I feel so good right now. This is so amazing for us right now. All right, at Headley's Health Hut, a week from Friday is Customer Appreciation Day. If you're looking for vitamin supplements, if you are looking for gluten-free, sugar-free food items, they're the place to be shopping at. They've got a very friendly staff. And if you go in there and say that something's bothering you, some neck pain, some digestive issues, foot pain, anything that might ail you, there are vitamins and supplements that are on the market, ready and available to help you. Because their store is like probably at least twice the size of the old store at the Shoppers Mall. They're now at 1314 Richmond Avenue. Pop on by, see Randy and Michelle for all your holistic needs. Vitamins, supplements, specialty foods, and more at Headley's Health Hut, 1314 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. And you just keep on going down Richmond Avenue, head east on Richmond, and a quick turn at First in Richmond, you'll find Kuiper's Family Bakery. And you'll find the best bread in all of Manitoba at Kuiper's Family Bakery. So if you're looking for something different in your morning, morning routine, maybe some special bread. Maybe you're just looking for plain white bread. You know what? I challenge you. This is the plain white bread challenge. Go get a big loaf of plain white bread from Kuiper's Family Bakery and put that in your toaster, then your jam, maybe your peanut butter from Headley's, and it'll blow your mind. You think, oh my God, this bread is incredible. And the reason is tradition. It's decades and decades of tradition. They don't change the recipes. It's tried, tested, and true. And that goes for everything that they sell. So check them out sometime this week. Kuiper's Family Bakery for anything coming out of the oven. You'll find them at 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond corner beside Tasty's. And Co-ops of Westman, you're at home here, Taste of Tuesday with Co-ops of Westman. And today on Taste of Tuesday, they've got a huge assortment of soups that are awesome for those on the go. Here I am with my borscht. Pick up some delicious soups at Co-ops of Westman, Heritage, Pemina, Twin Valley, Valley View Boundary, and Hammy Yoden. Coming up next hour, we'll put the borscht to the test. We have several Sunseekers that like to spend the winter stateside. Some go to Arizona, some go to Florida. But Texas is a popular place for southwestern Manitobans, although I am hearing through the grapevine that more and more are selling their properties just because of all the uncertainty and, of course, you know who, and some people just not willing to deal with the stress of getting away for the winter stateside. Some people are picking other spots, the Caribbean perhaps, maybe Mexico. But then you've got the diehards, and there are people who have made a lot of friends, and it's almost like a second family for a lot of people when they do their snowbird thing. And that, of course, is when Canadians leave Canada and they travel to someplace warm for up to 6 months a year. Now, up until the Trump presidency, there was really not much to worry about. You had to make sure you're back in Canada after 6 months, or you might lose your provincial health care. And that's a Manitoba thing. That's a provincial thing. You can't be out of the country for 6 months, a calendar year. If you are, you have to get permission for that because our health care is socialized. It's free health care, and that's part of the deal. You got to live here more than half the year, which is common sense, kind of makes sense. What doesn't make sense to a lot of snowbirds now, though, is when you hit the border, you got to pay a fee. There's a new fee. Now, the fee is only $30, but it's catching a lot of snowbirds by surprise. $60 a couple, plus they're going to fingerprint you and take your picture. Now, somebody who has a work permit for the States, and I'm down there a fair amount, it is not like it used to be. It's not like you see in the movies where they take out the pad and the ink and get you all messed up. And so it's all digital. So you put your hands, you put your hand like this, down on what looks to be almost like an Interact machine. It scans your fingers. And then you stand there like this, and they have a digital camera, which is probably more basic than the one on your phone. They snap your picture, and you're on your way. However, it is another layer for a lot of Canadians that just, they go, you know, I don't know if I want to go through this to spend the winter stateside.
Snowbird Steve Blair says he had an unusual experience when crossing the U.S. land border this month for his winter stay.
He just said, we're going to take your picture and your fingerprints now, and it's going to be $30.
Were you surprised?
On the fingerprints and on the photo, yes, I was.
It's part of the new registration requirement for people visiting the U.S. for 30 days or longer. Air travelers are typically registered automatically, but many land travelers are not. So they must ensure they get the job done. U.S. Customs and Border Protection told CBC News, Canadians who register at the border will be charged $30 U.S. each and will be photographed and fingerprinted to enhance border security and verify travelers' identities.
They have the full discretion on how they want to inspect and admit Canadians.
But this U.S. immigration lawyer says Canadian travelers have another option. If the border officer allows them to enter without registering, they can fill out this G-325 immigration form when in the U.S. to satisfy the requirement. There's no fee and no fingerprinting.
If you're savvy with a computer and you don't want to deal with a land port of entry or a CBP officer, don't be too intimidated by the G-325. It's not an overly cumbersome application.
He said, we're going to do your take a photo and then we'll do your fingerprints.
But not everyone may get a choice. This snowbird says an officer registered her and her husband at the border and offered no alternatives.
And it wasn't like, would you like to have your photograph? Would you like to have your, that was nothing. It was just, this is the way it's done. And you just do it and you fall in line. And we want to keep coming back every year. So we just did it.
This happened over the weekend. An Air China flight was diverted after a lithium battery caught fire on board a flight. Check this out. You're sitting there, you're enjoying your coffee, and all of a sudden, a fire breaks out on board your airplane. Holy man.
Chaos on an Air China flight after a fire sparked by a lithium battery broke out midair, according to the airline. You can see the flames coming out of this carry-on bag in an overhead compartment, smoke filling the cabin, and then flight attendants quickly responding. The flight from Hangzhou, China, to Seoul Saturday was diverted to Shanghai. Air China saying in a statement the battery spontaneously combusted, adding that no one was injured. This just the latest terrifying battery fire on airplanes. In January, a portable power bank was believed to have started the fire that engulfed this Air Busan plane and injured seven people. And look at this video from 2023. Flight crew poured water on a carry-on backpack after a battery caught fire while boarding. Experts say lithium-ion batteries can overheat and go into what's called thermal runaway. It's why the FAA doesn't allow them in checked luggage, and why Southwest recently became the first U.S. airline to require passengers keep power banks and portable charging devices in plain sight while in use during a flight.
Do you think we're going to be seeing more restrictions on lithium-ion batteries moving forward?
I hope so. We're seeing some of the overseas carriers say you cannot use these charging banks on the airplane. I think that may very well find its way into the U.S.
Whoa, look at that fire. Thankfully, my lithium battery on my phone is in my back pocket here, and it's got, wait a second. My butt's hot. I got a hot butt. My butt's on fire. I got co-op gold borscht today. In this corner, making beet soup since the 1920s. Ladies and gentlemen, is Baba. And in this corner, Federated Cooperatives Limited, making amazing soups for decades. But do they have what it takes to even come into the same category as Baba's Borscht? We're about to find out. Red beets, cabbage, potatoes, onions, sour cream. Okay. What a fresh taste. But yeah, there's no dill in this. No dill. And no beans. My Baba would sometimes put beans in it. Oh, but really good. You can taste the sour cream in there. Sour cream and beets. So it is, she'd be flabbergasted if Cindy found out that the borscht didn't have dill. This is probably why we had to do it on a day when Cindy's tied up with Baba duties. If you like beets, you are going to love this soup. It's got a wonderful flavor, a very, very fresh flavor. And it's got a sour cream flavor to it. But again, no dill and no beans, as some babas like to put into it, but still delicious. And again, you just want a hot bowl of soup. You're not going to be grating up a bunch of beets, throwing them in a pot. You're just going to swing by your local co-ops of Westmount and pick up either the borscht or one of their delectable soups that you will find in the deli section of your local co-ops of Westmount, because they are delicious. They do such a great job of these. Mmm. Heritage Co-op, Pemina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, and Hamiota Co-op. Go get some borscht. It is Small Business Week this week. A special good morning and salute to all the small businesses across southwestern Manitoba. And, you know, that's one thing about Sunrise Credit Union is they are so small business friendly. I have personally talked to so many people in the business community who have had great difficulty with financing, lines of credit, getting that business loan. And Sunrise is just all about building the community. And, you know, as long as you have got, you know, your business plan and you're able to present to the crew at Sunrise Credit Union, I highly recommend you go see them because you can give a presentation to other financial institutions. But at the end of the day, from what I've heard from my business colleagues is that they are quick to respond. They're quick with a yes. They can secure, you can secure up to $100,000 with super simple application, fast approval, They make it easy to apply. SunriseCU.mb.ca. 97% of private sector companies in Manitoba are classified as small business, and they have less than 100 employees. So a happy Small Business Week, and thank you for all you do for the small businesses in our community, Sunrise Credit Union. Again, SunriseCU.mb.ca. Also helping small businesses, App Law Office. They help turn small businesses into bigger ones because they've got incorporation as part of the services that they offer. And small businesses, they can keep being small, but they can be corporations, still small business. But there's some legal paperwork required and some rules that have to be adhered to. And that's where App Law Office can help out. So if you're looking at making some corporate changes to your business, see our friends at App Law Office to help you with that, buying or selling real estate or estate law. That's wills and all that. You'll find them at 642 18th Street, Unit A, right across from the RBC. And Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC, Westman's number one EV dealership. An opportunity for you to take one for a test drive and learn all you can about the EV driving experience. More and more people in Canada are driving the EVs. And yes, even in the winter, the batteries are getting better. Distance is getting longer. Charges are holding longer. The technology continues to develop. And if you want to be on the cutting edge of the latest technology, you want to be with General Motors because they've overtaken Tesla as the top EV brand in Canada. And the best GM dealership you're going to find anywhere, Westman's number one EV dealership, Murray GM and Brandon at 1500 Richmond Avenue. Crowd spills out into the streets of Toronto. People are celebrating throughout the evening. I don't know how you'd even get to, I just call in sick. I think there'd be a lot of people calling in sick. The last time the Jays made it to the World Series was 1993. Where were you in October of 1993? Dean says he was watching that World Series. He's also a Montreal Canadiens fan. You know what's coming next. That was the last time an NHL team from Canada won the Stanley Cup. He says, I'm still waiting on that one. Jared says, in 1993, I was doing eight-year-old things, probably not paying attention to what was happening in the world. Lori says, graduating from high school and watching at someone's basement with a group of friends. So 90s. 1993. Oh, my God. Kara says, I was 12. Roberto Alomar was a star. I remember. Chelsea says, I would have been 10, going to River Heights School, talking about it with my friends. Janine was at community college in residence. The common room went crazy when the Jays won. Shannon says, I was in Nepal in my living room. Barb says, I was in Stratford, Ontario. My husband and I were on a weekend getaway when the Jays won it. Melanie was working in her parents' bar. Jen was living where I still do. But I was working full-time and now I'm retired. And Tatum simply says, I was in Winnipeg in 1993. 1993, I was living in Alberta, actually. Tracy and I were in Alberta. I was doing radio at a radio station called Key 83 at that time. Key, and the, you know, it just, the world was our oyster. Economy was good. Life was good. Very few conflicts. Things were rocking and rolling. That spring, the Habs won the Stanley Cup. We were getting tired of all the winning, quite frankly. All these Canadian teams winning Stanley Cup after Stanley Cup. We're like, when is this ever? Oh, now the Jays have won. It really did get to the point you're like, ah, we win everything. We just win. We're winning, winning, winning. And then the 90s played themselves out. And then 2000s came. And yeah, we appeared at some championships. We came close. But after 2000, Canada kind of dried up from the championships. Although the NBA, what was it, 2019, 2017, or 2019? I can't remember. But the Toronto Raptors won the NBA championship. That is the last time since the 90s that Canada has won a major sports championship. So this is a big deal. Airlines. There is a new list out this morning of the 10 worst airlines in the world. We did the best bars. This is the 10 worst airlines on the planet. Something to keep in mind if you got some winter travel planned. I thought, WestJet, Porter, Air Canada. We kind of got three up here. Did any of them make the list? Whenever these lists come out, I'm always looking for us. It's kind of like when they used to come out with a phone book. Here's the new phone book. Now, for those kids that might be lurking, a phone book is a big, fat book that had yellow pages in the back, had everyone's phone number in it. You'd go to that to find the phone number. And when the phone book was delivered, You had to check to make sure you were in the phone book. Unless, of course, you paid more to have your number not in the phone book. But it was something that you had to check. And now, as we age, I'm hearing that senior citizens still have this knack of getting a newspaper and flipping over to the obituaries to make sure they're not in there. We're always checking. Always checking to see if we can find ourselves. So when these lists come out, I'm always looking for Canada being represented, maybe Manitoba. Heaven forbid Brandon's represented for something. Yeah, no, the world doesn't know we exist other than hockey and wheat. But Canada did not crack the top 10. Thank God. And I think it's because Air Canada is getting a lot of love, especially south of the border. The Americans are like, oh, Air Canada is the only North American airline that's giving you booze in economy. Let's all fly Air Canada. We're all going, ooh. Wow, they rebounded from that strike. Hey, how do you rebound from labor disruption? Free booze. Now, can Canada Post give us free booze? Because they're on strike. They could give us the $30,000 that the Manitoba Liquor Commission poured down the sink of American booze. Apparently, $30,000 worth of product. That's wholesale value. So that product has probably got a retail value of close to $250,000 of liquor that had to be. I thought liquor didn't expire. Liquor has a shelf life? Since when? I thought wine got better as it aged. Anyway, the government dropped, they poured $250,000 retail value of American liquor down the sink because they said it spoiled after they pulled it off store shelves in their hissy fit. Manitoba is one of the only places left doing it, by the way. You can get Jack Daniels in Saskatchewan if you want. Anyway, Molly says, not airlines, but McDonald's sucks, especially for price. So who cracked the top 10 for worst airlines on the planet? Most of them are American. In fact, I think American is the number one most hated. Let me scroll down here and find that. There we go. Top 10 airlines with the lowest customer satisfaction coming in at number one, American Airlines. They're huge, though. They've had 11 accidents, carry on average 200 million people a year. It's huge. Of course, you're going to have people not satisfied. But a budget airline comes in at number two, Frontier Airlines. Came in second place. They're smaller. They fly out of Bismarck, North Dakota, for Canadians that are curious about that. American flies out of Fargo and Bismarck. United Airlines at number three flies out of Minot. It came in third place. No accidents for United, though. Air France is the first international carrier at number four on the dissatisfaction index. Followed by Ryanair, I believe. Are they Aussie? Air Asia at number six. Aeromexico at number seven. Scandinavian Airlines at number eight. Wizz Air. I would think with a name like Wizz Air, you'd be popular. I'd want a shirt. I want merch. I fly Wizz Air. Wizz Air. And British Airways came in at number 10. That is good news for Canadian carriers. We didn't crack the top 10 of the world's most disliked airlines. I'll post that information because you can get more details in case you're doing some international travel. I'll post that at TylerGlennShow.com. You know who's not expensive? You know who's really got some pretty amazing prices is Leon's. If you're looking for a bed, a couch, a love seat, some appliances, Leon's is the place to go. The Fall Into Comfort sale continues this week with super special store-wide up to 50% off select sofas, sofa beds, select mattresses, and more. And don't pay till 2027 with 0% interest and no monthly payments, plus free local delivery on any purchase of $7.99 or more before taxes. That's at Leon's, 3635 Victoria Avenue, and at leons.ca. Skydancer Casino, home of great games, great food, a water park for the family, a trampoline park, and of course, world-class entertainment, including a Halloween party with Hairball on October 31st, a week from Friday. We're going to give you our last pair of tickets to win this week. Watch the Facebook update. Identify the tribute band that Hairball does, and you can win a pair of tickets to the show. It's our last pair. Next week, we'll be giving away tickets to Tracy Byrd. November 15th, the legendary 90s country singer will perform on a Saturday show, November the 15th at Skydancer Casino, where the sky's the limit. Visit SkydancerCasino.com. Sunseekers, have an awesome Tuesday. Thanks again for sharing your morning with us. We'll see you again tomorrow. Bye-bye for now.
Thanks for listening. For more on the food, fun, places, and mayhem we talked about on today's show, visit TylerGlennShow.com.
Ever wondered if that UFO sighting was a secret government project?
Not because they didn't go to the moon, but because they seen something on the moon they weren't supposed to.
Or if ancient civilizations really had alien architects.
Like, so Roswell, obviously they think they recovered crafts and beings.
On Theorist Theorizing, wild speculation meets seasoned storytelling.
How they dug 2 kilometers below these pyramids and created all the structures that we're now finding.
Join the theorists as they dive into UFOs, cryptids, government cover-ups, true crime, and the weirdest theories the internet and humanity has to offer.
Giza and the pyramids itself being an energy source, you know?
It's not a lecture. It's a round table of curiosity, comedy, and what if.
Maybe they got tipped off by these U-boats that fled to Argentina, that there was something there.
Theorist Theorizing. Subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts.